ABC Radio Australia.
Staying with the coronavirus outbreak, and a prominent Pacific food identity has defended a Chinese woman who's been the target of online abuse because she ate fruit bat soup. Now, the video of the woman eating the fruit bat soup prompted some to attack the eating habits of Chinese people and blame them for the coronavirus outbreak, as Liam Fox reports.
As news of the coronavirus spread, so did the attention given to a video of a young Chinese woman biting into a whole fruit bat as she held it up with chopsticks. The video went viral online, both on traditional news websites and on social media. Thousands of Twitter users used it to attack what they described as the dirty eating habits of Chinese people and blame them for the disease's spread. So great was the vitriol that the young woman in the video, travel vlogger Wang Manyun, issued an apology for eating the bat on China's micro-blogging site Weibo. She said she'd received death threats over the video. Ms. Wang also said the video was not filmed in Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, or even in China, but in the small Pacific island nation of Palau, and it was shot in 2016. In Vanuatu, cafe owner Vitausi Mackenzie Rayur says Ms. Wang has nothing to apologise for.
It's part of our diet. We've been eating it for generations.
She says fruit bat tastes similar to chicken or pigeon.
Traditionally, what we do is we do it in our traditional dish, in our lap lap. We can put them in there with milk and with a lot of root vegetables and vegetables in that, and bake it in the oven as a like a casserole traditional dish. Or we can cut it up into pieces and make a stew with coconut sauce.
It's not only locals who eat fruit bat in places like Vanuatu. Ms. Mackenzie Rayur says plenty of tourists are eager to give it a go too.
In some of the restaurants, it's a delicacy for Vanuatu. We have visitors who come here and they've never tasted fruit bat. They find that really interesting to taste, they see it as a exotic delicacy that we offer them in Vanuatu.
And in the context of the attacks on Wang Manyun, Ms. Mackenzie Rayur says she has never heard of anyone getting sick from eating fruit bat.
Is there any scientific research that has done that and has proven that the fruit bat causes that? Because if that is the case, we will all be dead in Vanuatu, in Palau, in other Pacific Island countries.
Bats are renowned carriers of diseases and they have been linked to the outbreak of the coronavirus in China. They were reportedly sold at the market in Wuhan where the outbreak began, along with a variety of other wild animals. And the disease is thought to have jumped from animals to humans. Last week, a study in the journal The Lancet found the genetic sequence of the new coronavirus to be nearly identical to another type of coronavirus found in bats. But while bats can spread disease via their droppings, urine and saliva, Professor John Mackenzie, an expert on tropical infectious diseases, says eating them is not a health risk.
In the Pacific areas and also in Southeast Asia where fruit bats are eaten quite commonly, they're normally cooked. And if they're cooked, then they present no danger. There's no evidence that they have ever infected people from eating fruit bats that have been cooked.
He says those using the video of Wang Manyun to attack Chinese people over their eating habits and blame them for causing the coronavirus outbreak are ignorant of the facts.
I think it's ridiculous, to be honest, and there's no reason why people shouldn't eat fruit bats.
In Vanuatu, Vitausi Mackenzie Rayur agrees, and she says the attacks on Wang Manyun are also offensive to Pacific Islanders.
Oh, definitely. We would be really offended because this is part of our traditional diet for generations, from our great-great-grandfathers up to us now. So how can someone turn around now and say it causes this disease that is new to us?